Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, The Robe of Righteousness, already in progress.
God speaks to us in dreams and visions, does He not? Yes, and I had one. It was an awesome one too, I will tell you. But He speaks to us, and He's trying to tell us something in our dreams and visions. And He says, and in deep sleep, He calls on His people as they lie in their beds. And that's where I was when I had this dream, verse 16. He whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warnings. You know, I've had people come to me and say, I had a dream from the devil last night. It scared the fool out of me. I said, no, that wasn't from the devil. That was God. I said, you're doing something He doesn't like. He's terrifying you with His dreams. Does the Scripture say He terrifies us with these dreams? Yes, it does. So, you know, I mean, I just take the word. I believe God put all this stuff in this book for all of us. He means what He says. Let's see what the next verse says, verse 17. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. What is God trying to do? He's trying to keep us from going wrong because we're down some pathway that's going to lead us to death, and He don't want that for us. So He's trying to keep us from pride. Verse 18, He protects them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. That's where you're headed. That's where we're all headed if we don't obey Him and do what He says. Verse 19, or God disciplines people with pain on their sick beds, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, what if He didn't get through to you? What if I'm coming by and tell you you need to go to church? And I'm telling you you need to go to church, and you need to go to church, and you ain't listening to me. And then you have a dream, and He scares the fool out of you, and you still don't know what to do, and you still don't go to church, you ain't getting your attention. And then you start coming down with pain and sickness in your body. That don't look like no fun to me, does it, you?
No.
He's trying to get our attention. That's exactly right. Let's see what the next verse says, verse 20. They lose their appetite for even the most delicious foods. What kind of sickness usually comes upon somebody that they lose even their desire for food? Cancer. It's just amazing how that works on us. It's so sad. Verse 21. Let's see what verse 21 says. Their flesh wastes away and their bones stick out. That's definitely what it is, isn't it? It's so sad. So many people die with that on a regular basis. Verse 22, they are at death's door. The angels of death wait for them. Wow. Verse 23, but if an angel from heaven appears, who is that angel from heaven? When you read that scripture, who is that? Who should that be? It should be us. Yeah, it should be you and me. We should be able to do that. But if an angel from heaven appears, a special messenger to intercede to a person and declare that he is upright. Wow, if we can do that, verse 24, he will be gracious and say, rescue him from the grave, for I have found a ransom for his life. So see, if we're walking in obedience to his word, we can get in touch with a person. In fact, I've talked to many people that come up and want me to pray for them at the midpoint of a healing school. And I hate to pray for you at the midpoint of a healing school because you miss half of the promises. Because I need to talk to you. If you're sick, how long have you been sick? Well, 3 years, 10 years. Okay, let's say you've been sick 10 years. You've been to the doctor? Oh, yeah, I've been to the doctor. I've had surgery, and I still got the problem. Number, if a doctor can't help you and you had come down with something 10 years ago, then I suggest we go back 10 years ago and see where you missed it with God. You understand that? We go back 10 years ago, if that's how long you've had this problem, and say, what did you do? Oh, my goodness, that's when I got into that bitter divorce with my first wife, which nobody could live with. She was the wickedest woman I ever seen in my life. Lord, what do I do with this woman? Do I throw her out or do I get another one? Now, you know, that's the way we think. You know what God would tell you? My wife says you need to love her. You need a character adjustment here or something. You need something. Because God is trying to tell us 10 years ago when we got into this bitter divorce with our wife, we got into unforgiveness. It doesn't make any difference what she did to you. It makes no difference. It doesn't make any difference what happened. If you got into unforgiveness and bitterness with her and you have not completely forgiven that woman, where that you can walk up to her and look at her and say, hey, I really do think you're pretty today. I love you. If you can't say that and mean it, if you see somebody say, no, I don't want to touch you. Get away from me. You know what? You're in trouble. And God's trying to get your attention. And if you're not obedient to get back in that love walk, all this stuff written here in Job will come to pass in your life. Somebody said, but that's the Old Testament. Every time I find something like this in the Old Testament, I can show you a parallel to it in the New Testament. And sometimes two or three or four of them in the New Testament. Let's read that next verse, because the 25 is a very good one. It says here, then his body will become as healthy as a child and firm and youthful again. Now see, that's after the prayer of faith, after we've confessed our sin. Now let's go in the New Testament. Let's go to Matthew 18, 21 through 35. And I want you to see something here that's so important. Just like Jeff a while ago, when Jeff said, you know, now we're going to show you how this works. Then he had to go back up to make that all come to pass, right? He couldn't just say right there in one place. Well, let's go here. He says, Peter came to Jesus and asked him, Lord, how often should I forgive someone for the sins against me? Seven times? No, not seven times, Jesus replied, but 70 times seven. Now, let me ask you a question. I want you to be serious with me. How many times in your life have you had somebody that did something you had to forgive them? Are you okay with forgiving somebody one time? What if they come back and do it again in 2 hours? Now then, you're going to forgive them two times? But what if they do it seven times? Oh, my goodness gracious alive. But Jesus said, forgive them how many times? 490 times? I don't think I ever met the human being that can forgive just seven. And you know, when I read this, I thought to myself, you know, why would Jesus make a statement like that? I think, Lord, Peter is wondering the same thing. He said, if my brother sins against me seven times in a day, I mean, you know, as a guy, you know, you can be working out there with a bunch of guys and somebody's always slapping you in the back or kicking you in the rear end or doing something, trying to be mean. You know how guys are, right? We've been one. And so every time they do that, you have to forgive them, right?
Yes, sir.
And most of us, after two or three times, if one of them goes up and punches you in the chest right there and you said, don't do that again. If you do, I'm going to knock you out. And the guy says, okay, I won't do it again. Bam, hits him. That guy just retaliates, knocks him out right there. Is that the way, kind of the way we are?
Yeah.
That's the way we are. So if we get into that little knockdown scrap that we're talking about here, and we don't forgive, then chances are one or you or two or both of y'all go away that afternoon with a grudge against each other. That guy might have got the best of me today, but you wait till I catch him in the right place. I'll get him in the alley one day when he don't know who I am, and I'll take a 2x4 and I'll hit him in the head when he ain't looking. And so we got an unforgiveness. Is that right? But Jesus said, Peter, you don't just have to forgive him seven times, but 490 times. Now then, when I saw that, I got to thinking, okay, God, if it's that important that I have to forgive somebody 490 times, then why is it that it's that important? So let me read on a little bit further, and let's see what he says there. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his account up to date with his servants who had borrowed money from him. He's going to make this so simple we can't miss it. Let's go to verse 24. In the process, one of his servants was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. Actually, about $4 billion. Now, I realize that, you know, $4 billion between friends, what's that? Do you even have any idea how much a billion is? What could you do if you had just $1 million? Could you do a lot? But if you had a billion, did you know that's 1,000 million? Wow, that'd even keep my wife busy. I mean, she'd have fun spending that kind of money. Those are numbers that's so big, most of us can't even think about that, can we? You think about a billion, but this guy owed $4 billion. Wow, that's a lot of money. For 25, let's see what he says there. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered that he be sold. Now, this is where I begin to see this was totally different than anything else. Not only was he going to be sold, but along with his wife, she was going to be sold. and then his children were going to be sold, and then everything that he owned to pay the debt. So what's going to happen to his whole world? It's wiped out. That's right, brother. Maybe this guy was like Job. Maybe he had 10 kids. I mean, I think about Dave back there. You know, him and his wife have had 6 lovely babies, all of them healthy as they could be. And I wouldn't even want to think about what happened if something come through here and killed all 6 of his children in one day. Can you even imagine that? No. It's unbelievable to even think like that. But, you know, that's what Jesus is trying to tell us here. He said, because this man didn't have the money to pay, I'm going to sell him. I'm going to sell his wife. I'm going to sell his children. I'm going to sell his assets. And everything he has is going to be sold to pay the debt. Everything. So he ain't going to have nothing left. He's going to be one man by himself because of this huge debt. Okay, let's go to verse 26 and let's see what it says. But the man fell down before the master and begged him, please be patient with me and I will pay it all. Does that sound kind of like us when we come to Jesus to get saved? Lord, I realize I'm the worst sinner that's ever been. But Lord, please, if you can find it in your heart, will you please forgive me and save me? What does he say? Sure, come on in. That doesn't turn none of us down, does he? Is he awesome or is he awesome? Yeah, he is more than awesome. Yeah, okay, let's read the next verse. Then his master was filled with pity for him, and he released him and forgave the debt. Now, does that sound just like our Lord? Yeah, he forgave every one of us. We all owed a debt we couldn't even begin to think about paying, and he just said, that's okay, I'll forgive it and pay it all. Wow, okay, verse 28. He says, but when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. Can you even imagine that? No. You'd think the guy would have a little compassion. Wow. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged him for a little more time. Be patient with me and I will pay it, he pleaded. Does that sound kind of like the other guy? Next verse. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put him in prison until the debt could be paid in full. What a nice guy.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled The Robe of Righteousness, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.